The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bat tumble.
Smells like bliss in the studio. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed?
Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we're broadcasting 2 hours today, Monday through Friday as well, from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. Welcome, Dr. Shealy.
Good morning, Vince. How y'all? Other than blessed.
Dr. Shealy, are you blessed?
I am blessed. Yeah, yes, yeah. Always. 100% of the time.
Let me share our call-in number with those in class today. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. So if you'd like to call and chat with Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor, 866-582-9933. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dr. Shealy, I was looking at the internet and I was thinking about fluoride. And your position on fluoride is the same as mine. I'm certainly against it as well. And I wanted to know about what percentage of white goo that comes out of these tubes that is sold as toothpaste, what percentage of that stuff is actually fluoride?
0.76%. You know, I do not know that, but I imagine.
Yeah,
do you know that fact? I don't. I'll look it up.
Yes. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
0.76%.
So
what I was thinking is
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a shock to me. You know, I thought maybe it'd just be a smaller amount. But here's what that means, class. Well, so let's just round that up from a little over 0.75% to just 1%. And if you say you use an amount the size of a pea to brush your teeth, which, by the way, there's a warning label that says if you swallow that amount, call poison control immediately. It says right on the tube. Okay? Now, and I don't know anybody who uses that amount, but let's say you just use that amount, the size of a pea. Well, if you have 100 of those peas, and you were to swallow one of them, that would be like taking all the fluoride and swallowing it, all the poison that you would get in brushing your teeth with 100 amounts the size of a pea. And Dr. Shealy, you've talked about this many times on this broadcast. You know, you can poison yourself slowly or you can take it all at once. But now that we know the amount, that's a pretty staggering amount, 0.75% fluoride in toothpaste. I don't know of any way of getting 100% of that poison out of one's mouth after brushing his or her teeth. I don't know of any way, because you can rinse and rinse and rinse it, and even after the eighth rinse, it still foams when you spit out that rinse. So there's still toothpaste in your mouth after eight rinses.
Well, of course, there's one outstanding recommendation. No fluoride, period. Not in your drinking water, not in your toothpaste, not from the blank dentist who artificially poisons you further. No, It's all poison.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I know two dentists quite well, and they would not discuss fluoride. However, they are saying, you know what, I think there's a lot of merit in what Dr. Shealy has been saying and what we've been saying on USA Prepares, that, you know, fluoride may not be that good. And that's going against their what would you call them?
Well,
their established practice. Yes.
And the American Dental Association, which in my opinion is at least as evil. Certainly you can't use that. My recommendation strongly is that nobody allow it, and they should join the class action lawsuit against the American Dental Association.
Okay, is that suit going on right now?
Sergey, please,
hey.
Please hang that up. You're making a lot of noise. Hello?
Okay. Yep, I'm here. I'm here.
Good. Sorry.
Okay, so you have Dr. Sergey Sorin with you as well?
Well, the night Al finally got up and came up and picked up the wrong phone. Hopefully he's on the right phone now.
Okay. Okay, so Dr. Shealy, is there a class action suit right now going on against the American Dental Association?
Well, it started 2 years ago at least. And if you mm-hmm. go to class action lawsuit against fluoride on the internet, you'll find a fluoridealert.org. It's one of the good guys. Fluoridealert.org.
Okay. I found it. Fluoride Alert. Fluoride Action Network Fluorosis Class Action Lawsuit. Okay. All right. I'll post that on the website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
That's great news.
And look at this. 49 studies linked fluoride with reduced IQ in children. 97% of Western Europe has rejected water fluoridation. You know, sometimes the Europeans are ahead of us in certain things like GMO and fluoride, but unfortunately way behind us in allowing supplements. I mean, it's a mixed bag.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that was one of the things I wanted to talk with you about today, supplements. And that was, you know, we've planted an orchard and a grove. We planted nuts and we've planted fruits. For example, nectarines, plums, pears, apples, peaches, almonds. We have walnuts. We planted chestnuts. And, you know, it's going to take a while for them to grow. And when we planted them, Dr. Shealy, we added cow manure. We added wood ashes to these great big holes that we dug to plant the trees. And we did it the easy way this time. Actually, it's not all that easy, no matter how you do it. But we took a backhoe, and we dug out these big holes. And then we brought topsoil that we skimmed off from other parts of the farm and filled the holes with them. And then took wood ashes, and we took some cow manure, and we mixed it all up. And we put it in the hole with the plants and the trees. And they're growing, and they're looking really good. So the question that I have for you is, what should we do? What amendments do you recommend that we add to our gardens so that we can have the most nutritious food available going forward? Because I'm concerned about Fukushima. I'm concerned about the radiation that's on our West Coast produce. I'm concerned about eating fish from the ocean. What do you recommend that we add as supplements or amendments to our soil to get the vitamins and the minerals and the nutrition out of what we grow in our gardens this growing season?
Well, for 34 years in my current garden, I have used only what I call compost. Now, that compost is made from rotted, you know, at least a year or two old horse manure, more recently cow manure, and chicken manure. Mm-hmm. So, and all the weeds that I pull up from the garden. So mm-hmm. as I weed the garden, I throw them over the fence on the compost pile, and then after a year or two, that is then put back on the garden in the fall. After the first frost, when everything's been killed, I add about an inch of that compost to the top of each row. And my rows are slightly mm-hmm. rounded. They're 4 to 5 inches tall above the mm-hmm. walkway. And actually, this year, for the first time in 34 years, I tilled the garden. I haven't had to till it in between. And it's fabulous. I mean, if your horses and your cattle and your chickens have been fed real food, they've got all the nutrients they need when it's rotted. And then, of course, I always add the wood ashes from mm-hmm. my fireplace stove mm-hmm. in the winter or spring, and that gives us the potash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the concerns I have, things that we try not to do, is burn things that that are of questionable origin. So, for example, we have an outdoor wood furnace, and we heat our domestic hot water with that, and we heat our house with that in the winter. So it has a very large firebox. It's 4 feet by 5 feet, and you know you could put a couple bodies in there if you had to.
You weren't supposed to let that out. You promised me the last time we planted one. I love you.
It's like that. It's like that mobster who was the father was in prison, and he says,
right.
"You know, I wish son." He sends him a. You know the story about how he sends his son a letter and says, "I wish I could help you with a garden this year," and the son is
that's
struggling
where I planted
with the
all
garden.
The bodies, yes. And, so the police come and dig it up for him.
Yeah, don't dig up the backyard. That's where the bodies are. Yeah. Yeah, and so the cops come with the excavator and dig it all up. Yep, that's the story. But we have put in some, you know, if a calf is killed or dies during the winter, and we can't bury the calf, in it goes. So we have, but we don't put plastic in there, and we don't put used cardboard that comes from China in there, because we don't know what's in that cardboard. So we're very careful what we burn. We do burn trees, you know, that have fallen down, and limbs, and so forth. But and then, so because we treat that ash as a
class
nutrient.
I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can, so that supply chain disruptions have a minimal impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report every weekday on the GCN Radio Network. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and if you'd like to go to his website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com, and there are great recommendations there, and if you'd like to sign up for the newsletter that comes out multiple times per week, just go to the website, normshealy.com, and you'll get the same newsletters that I get. Dr. Shealy, we were talking about the furnaces, the fireplace, the wood stoves. And as I mentioned, I'm very careful not to put in things like multicolored printed labels. You know, even though it's paper, I don't want to put that into the fire and then ultimately have the ashes from whatever ink or whatever materials went into that printing of labels on cans and boxes and so forth going to our food supply. So we're careful not to do that. I just wanted to share that thought. Is there anything else that you recommend? You have compost, so I guess if you have banana peels, they go into the compost as well?
Yeah, I don't worry about, you know, a few things like that. Okay, actually, my chickens eat those usually.
The bananas, the banana peels?
Yeah. You know, they're more of a varmint than pigs. I mean, they will eat anything.
They do eat anything. As a matter of fact, they ate my tomato plants and plants
well,
that I started.
You let yours run wild. We found many years ago that if we didn't have a chicken wire over the top of where the chickens run in their, you know, outside, hawks and other varmints took one every day. So we have a long run for our children that is fenced in on all sides.
Okay.
And Tom.
Dr. Shealy, one of the things that I was thinking about is when women cycle, do they need extra vitamins, minerals, iron during that time?
Well, if they don't, you know, take a good multivitamin, then, yeah, they probably do. And, of course, you know, I love to cook in cast iron. So I have three different sizes of cast iron frying pans. This is what a lot of my cooking is done. Now, the problem for men is that about one man in a couple of 300 will develop iron toxicity. It's almost exclusively a male thing. But I don't have the genes or predisposition to that, and that's what I do. As a matter of fact, if you're interested, I just updated my supplement list of what I take as a routine. I'll send it to you.
Okay, that sounds great. Is that something that we can share with our broadcast class?
Oh, sure. You know, I'll read it pretty quickly if you like.
That sounds great.
Kayani Sunrise, 2 tablespoons. Kayani Nitro Extreme, 15 drops twice a day. Kayani Sunset, 3 in the evenings. Astaxanthine, 240 milligrams daily. Dr. Sheely's Youth Formula, I call it my Youth Formula. It's Dr. Sheely's Youth Formula, 4 daily. Dr. Sheely's Essentials, 1 daily. CoQ10, 240. Oh, I made a mistake here. Oops, oops. And 4 doesn't, but astaxanthine should be 20, not 240. CoQ10, 240 milligrams a day. Trichromium, 2 daily. Zaflamin Whole Body, I think it's the best overall herbal, 2 daily. Prostacern, all kinds of things with prostate, that's the one I take, 1 daily. Odorol, Aswanza, Triple Iodine Formula, 1 daily. D3, 50,000 units once a week. K2, 50 milligrams daily. Testojack, 200 milligrams, 4 daily. Nature Bless, Tart Cherry Juice Concentrate, 2 tablespoons daily. That's it.
Did I hear you say magnesium?
Well, I use magnesium lotion. I didn't put that there because I did, don't take it orally, but I do, I'll add it because it is magnesium lotion that I use. Mm-hmm. 2 teaspoons twice a day.
Okay. I'm hearing, of course, you know, we've been talking about this for years on this broadcast, Dr. Sheely, but I'm hearing more and more people say that, yep, you absolutely, positively have to have magnesium.
Yeah, absolutely.
As in magnesium lotion.
Well, let's...
Are you the pioneer of that, Dr. Sheely?
Yes.
Are you the pioneer of magnesium lotion?
Yes. Mm-hmm. To my knowledge, I was the first one who made the magnesium lotion. Back early in 1988-89, I began studying the deficiency in magnesium that is rampant in this country, 80% of people. And we'll be back.
Okay, we come back. Yeah, when we come back from this break, can you talk about why lotion, magnesium lotion, rather than a magnesium oral supplement? Dr. Sheely's with us, normsheely.com. I'm Vin Finelli.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, we're talking about magnesium lotion, and you pioneered it. You were the first to develop it and make it available to us.
Yeah,
what is the reason?
1988,
for magnesium?
I learned that 80% of Americans are deficient in magnesium, which is essential in 350 enzymes in the body. So depression, anxiety, high blood pressure, reticular fibrillation, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, all of these are associated, among other things, with low magnesium. And the only accurate test for whether you have adequate magnesium is intracellular. That is, you scrape with a little wooden stick under the tongue, thin it off, they tell you the intracellular concentration of all the major minerals. The only one we found routinely low is magnesium. Well, it turns out that magnesium is poorly absorbed from the intestines. It has to get to the distal colon and stay in your entire intestinal tract a minimum of 12 to 14 hours or you don't absorb it. It also is blocked in absorption if you take a lot of calcium or a lot of fat or even high protein. So I found that I was deficient, and my only symptom was muscle pain after playing racquetball 5 hours a week. So I started taking it intravenously, and for 5 years, I gave myself a shot of 4 grams of magnesium chloride in a Myers cocktail every week. He got rid of my muscle soreness. But then I discovered in the late 90s that magnesium chloride, not magnesium sulfate, by the way, which is Epsom salt, but magnesium chloride is far better absorbed through the skin than it is through the mouth. And so that's when I developed the magnesium lotion, and I use 2 teaspoons twice a day. And I've had numerous hundreds of people report improving all kinds of things using magnesium lotion. It is one of my favorite supplements.
And as you were saying this, Dr. Shuley, I was thinking about, you know, our family uses it. And then I was thinking about one of our instructors who's been in prison multiple times. He is in jail right now. He has been since January. Mike Parsons, I believe you know him. He's a pilot. He's about 6'5". He's a wonderful man. He ran for office. He was elected. Was reported on the news. The next thing you know, the vote count was said to be reversed. And next thing you know, he's been arrested. And so here we, you know, as we look at what the Democrats are doing, we look at these voterless elections. We look at the coercion, the bribing, the scandals, the threats, you know, at the Democrat and Republican parties. And we now know that the kind of thing that Mike Parsons was talking about is absolutely true because it's reached mainstream media. Well, he's in jail right now. And the reason I'm bringing this up is he's in lockdown. He is in lockdown. He gets to, he's been kept out of sunlight. No sunlight. The food that, if you can call it that, he says is toxic. He says that they will not let him have vitamins, minerals, or supplements. And I'm wondering about this cruel and unusual punishment and torture of those in the village, like Mike Parsons, who's in jail in Tipton County, Tennessee, right this moment. So here's the question I have. It's a medical question. And that is, what if a doctor were to prescribe supplements for his patient, and that patient is in jail or in prison? I'm wondering if the prison would have to, or the jail would have to, dispense those medications and those supplements prescribed
by the doctor. Legally they would, but as you know, the legal system, which is run by government, isn't much better than any other aspect of government, most of which I consider the evil empire overall. So it might even take another lawsuit of some kind to try to get them even to give any prescription drug. They've been known not to give insulin and other such things. So let's face it, the law does not mean that things get done.
Wow, withholding insulin. Dr. Shuley, can that be a death sentence?
Well, can. Oh, yeah. I don't know how many people die in jail. I might look that up sometime. But I suspect the death rate in jail is slightly higher than in the population outside the jail.
Absolutely. You know, even in our county, we've had a report of someone who was jailed and he hung himself, allegedly. Find it hard to believe that someone in jail would hang himself. Why not just... you know, normally jail is a kind of a temporary thing. In Mike Parsons' case, it's been going on for 4 months. They don't know what to do with him because he's brighter than all of them combined. And I'm going to try to get him on the air, but he's in lockdown. He was going to call in and be live with us, you know, on one of these broadcasts, but they've locked down the entire jail, so he can't even make a phone call to call us to come on the air. So, but I have a recording that I'm going to play.
Dr. Shuley, I'm thinking about some of the cancers that I'm reading about. And there's this woman, this young woman, got tonsil cancer. I've never heard of tonsil cancer before. Is that something that's unusual and rare, tonsil cancer?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Do you know a difference about that?
I'm sorry, what was that? One person in the emergency room with that condition. It wasn't active. It was in the medical history. It's not something we see every day. In general, the concept of cancer or overgrowth of cells can be, well, anywhere. Wherever you have cells, they have an opportunity to get out of control. So it's not a surprise. It's just not a common one.
Dr. Sergey Sorin, you're a medical doctor, spent time in the emergency room. Are you seeing or have you seen an increase in the number of brain problems that you may relate to cell phones?
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. And Norm is very vocal about that. The cell phone is a wonderful invention. Actually, I've got a couple of really funny stories about the smartphones, or I guess Norm has another name for them. I tried to get Norm to get one, not necessarily to hold to the ear, but just to, upgrade into the 21st century, and that was some interesting experiments. Let's just say we chose not to pursue that, but there are several issues with phones, not just smartphones, any phone really. And the issues range from cancers to, so many things that go wrong. One can't even begin to list all the problems. Not to mention that people are not even present. You can talk to somebody, and even in the emergency room, and they're not even paying attention to you. They're texting as you're trying to have a conversation. One time, I went on a text interaction with a teenager because that was the only way I could get any information. Standing face to face and just texting each other. How are you? Okay. Can you say hello to me? No. Okay, well, what's wrong? Okay, and then, we get so preoccupied with technology. And there are other aspects, such as EMF and electromagnetic fields. So many other things. But I'm sure you... that's not unique to the medical profession.
Dr. Sorin, you don't know this because we've never discussed this, you and I. But I believe Dr. Shuley knows this. Back in the 1990s, I was involved in designing computer systems for schools and deploying and training and building and implementing these computer networks. And I was a consultant for five separate counties in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And there was this push to modernize, to update, to implement wireless communications within the school. And I'm talking about wireless computing, wireless printing, wireless, virtually everything. And I said, no, I will not be part of it. And I said, I will not be part of it because in 15 years, I believe we will be reading stories in the media about how these microwave devices, these transmitters, the receivers, the access points, and so forth, that were being deployed all over in schools would be causing cancers. And I said that, in these computer labs where you might have 25 or 30 computers all communicating with a wireless access point in that room, in that computer lab, if you will, and then, the instructor would be there all day. Okay, the lab instructor would be there bombarded in this very large microwave oven, which would be the size of a classroom, because there'd be glass windows And then there's a steel roof above the suspended ceiling. And I thought, you know, this is pretty much like a, you know, a large capacity microwave oven. And instead of cooking hot dogs or soup or coffee, we're cooking the students. And
yep.
I refuse to be part of that. Do you have a comment on that? Do you think that I was...
No, that's... Well, that's fantastic. I mean, you saw this... You saw this really early. One of the things that Norm and I would like to do, and I hope we can get to it sooner than later, is to actually do the EEG and other hands-on experimentation, real-time effect of the various things. And, not that I would advise somebody to have a cell phone, but just to show once and for all, or I'm sure there's been studies done, but I would love to see something done, with us more recently on the cell phone, but also to compare what happens with a cell phone as opposed to the Bluetooth technology as opposed to some others that are out there, because it's not very clear what the dangers and the risks are, and everybody is using this. This is very...
Except for Norm and me. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Professor, we're talking with Dr. Norman Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin, both medical doctors. And we're talking about electromagnetic radiation and our concerns about electromagnetic radiation. And one of the things I'd like to share is that many, many years ago, I was traveling from Virginia to Missouri and back in those long 18-hour drives in the truck. I would do some of my communications and talk on the cell phones. And at the time, you could communicate to Verizon Wireless, unlimited. And so I could do that. And there I was in the truck, bouncing these electromagnetic signals within the truck, ricocheting off the roof of the truck, you know, the cab, the back wall, the firewall, and the glass. And I was cooking myself. And here's what I noticed. And by the way, I do not have a cell phone right now. Okay, I don't have one. I haven't had it for months and months and months. I dumped it. And it was a smartphone. It was an iPhone 4. And I feel so good not having a cell phone, having it follow me around and receiving all those interruptions nonstop. But in any event, here's what I noticed. I could be driving and, let's say, talk for half an hour, 45 minutes, even an hour. And, you know, pulling this trailer, driving along, traveling, operating the truck. And an hour later, I would not remember where I've been, how I got there. Now, obviously, I didn't ricochet off any fences and guardrails and trees and other vehicles. But what I'm saying is the memory of, wow, I'm here already. That was how I got there was absent. And I believe I'm not the only one. So what I'm saying is I think that the electromagnetic radiation from these cell phones removes some of the consciousness of where we are and what we're doing from us. I don't think we're totally there. I don't think we're able to multitask as well as we did before or without these cell phones. Do you have a comment on that?
Well, you know my feeling. I think that cell phones are among the top problems of distraction and stress overall today. Any way you look at it, mm-hmm. being on tap 24 hours a day or even 16 hours a day is, in my opinion, nonsense, seriously damaged to your mental, emotional, and physical health. On the other hand, I don't allow people to be able to call me on a cell phone practically ever. I do carry one, but it's always turned off. But I carry it especially when I travel in case there's an emergency. And I'm not opposed to what you do, but you don't travel the way I do out of the city, out of your home overnight, you know, many times a year.
Right, I do not.
Now, you know, overall, I think that we live in an electromagnetic, markedly altered atmosphere, but we adapt, and I can't unequivocally say that unless you lived near some huge power line or, you know, thing like that, that the overall death rate is increased by it. I think nuclear energy and chemical poisons far outweigh the electromagnetic for overall health and death benefits. By the way, you are 400 times more likely to die if you're out of prison than in prison. The death rate is 2 per 100,000 per year of people living in prisons and 890 for people outside of prison. The suicide rate is twice as great in prisons, but that's understandable.
Wow. I talked with Mike Parsons about that, and he would disagree with those statistics.
Well, we'll talk about that after.
He talks about the stabbings, the beatings, the eye gouging. It's in terms of stress, just getting through the day in prison is a major accomplishment. I mean, just surviving the day. But I wonder if those statistics are not reported correctly.
Right.
I wonder. Dr. Shealy and I and Dr. Soren will be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Garlic, hawthorn berry, pulse oximeters, watercress for detoxification, and losing weight, skin rashes, and sugar coming up next. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.